Hello, everyone. My name is Byron Lee, and this is my first main menu feature. Podcasting has been a topic that has been running rampant in the ACB Friends mailing list, so if you're a subscriber, you already know some of the things that I'm about to tell you. However, you may not know what podcasting is, so let's get the details of what exactly it is out of the way. First of all, you don't have to have an iPod to listen to podcasts. What I usually do is download the podcasts to my hard drive and then listen to them on my computer. I have an FM transmitter hooked up to the computer so that I can listen to the podcasts on my radio as I'm walking around the house and doing chores and whatnot. I also have a portable MP3 player called an Arcos, which I can download the podcasts to and listen to as I'm walking around in the neighborhood. Podcasts are radio programs that you download automatically to your hard drive and listen to at your leisure. People have been uploading radio shows to their websites for years, but it really is a pain to go to their webpage each week and download the show yourself. So this technology has been developed so that the shows are already on your hard drive and waiting for you when you're ready to listen to them. Podcasts can be downloaded without a podcasting client. However, it's much more convenient to have a podcasting client download the shows for you automatically. All you have to do is go to the author's website, find the MP3 that you're interested in listening to, and save it to your disk. Now, let me show you how to use iPodder 2.0 to have these MP3s downloaded directly to your hard drive automatically. TuneHead has graciously posted a copy of iPodder 2.0 on his website. It can be downloaded at www.tunehead-online.com/iPodder2.0.exe. iPodder is spelled lowercase I, uppercase P, lowercase O-D-D-E-R. Okay, I have iPodder on my desktop, and I'm going to walk everyone through the installation process.
Enter. iPodder 2.0 setup dialog. Next greater button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt N.
This is the welcome to iPodder box. It just sort of tells you what the program is, what version it is, and it lets you know that you're about to start the install. So we're going to hit the next button.
Space. Press page down to see the rest of the agreement. Read only edit. Use your reading keys to read the text.
I already have agreed, read and agreed to the terms in the agreement, so I will do it again. I'll hit tab. And hit the I agree button.
Tab, left back button to add tab, I agree button to activate, press space bar, alt A. Space,
right.
Destination folder edit, /program/files/iPodder, type in text.
Okay, now this is the directory where iPodder wishes to be installed, and I'm not going to make any changes, I'm just going to tab to the next button.
Tab, destination folder, tab, left back button to tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar, alt N. Space, tree view, desktop shortcut, 1 of 2, to move through or expand items use the arrow keys.
We can ask it to put a link on the desktop so that we can load iPodder at our leisure, or we can have iPodder start up automatically when the computer loads. I want both. Now, by default, the first option is checked and the second option is not. So I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Add to startup group, 2 of 2.
And click on add
space,
to start group.
Add to startup group, 2 of 2.
Alright, so that will make iPodder load whenever the computer comes on. That way, I don't have to worry whether or not iPodder is on and getting podcasts. I know that as soon as I load up my computer, it will come on and start getting the shows that I want to hear.
Tab, left back button to activate, press spacebar. Tab, install button to activate, press spacebar. Alt I.
Alright, I'm going to hit this space button and install iPodder.
Space. iPodder 2.0 setup dialog. Run iPodder 2.0 checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Alt R.
Okay, iPodder is installed, and a little box just came up asking me whether or not I want to run iPodder or if I'd like to read the README file. And I do not want to read the README file right now, so first I will tab to...
Tab, show README checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Alt S.
The show README bar, and
space,
uncheck
not checked.
It.
Tab, finish button to activate, press spacebar, alt F.
And click on the finish
space.
Button. Now iPodder 2.0 should start running.
All tab, iPod or dash podcast receiver V2.0, list view, not selected graphic 493 Adam Curry : iPod or test channel subscribe 0.0 radio.weblogs.com/... one of two, to move to items use the arrow keys.
Before we start using iPodder, let's move around the program and see if we can identify some of the buttons, and then we'll configure iPodder to our liking. First, we'll hit the Alt button and hit the down arrow. That'll start us from the left, and we'll move over to the right. So we'll start with the File menu bar.
Menu bar, File to navigate, press left or right arrow. Menu active, import feeds from opml... Control-Shift-O to move through items, press up or down arrow.
OPML files are shipped with a lot of podcasts so that you can subscribe to some of the feeds that the show host is talking about. So we can either import OPML...
Export feeds as opml...
or we can create our own OPML so that we can share those podcasts that we're subscribed to with our friends.
Preferences...
Preferences is one of the most important sections of iPodder because it's where we'll go to configure iPodder to our liking.
Close window, Control-W.
Close window will hide iPodder, but it won't close it. It'll just make iPodder go into the background.
Quit, Control-Q.
And quit is pretty self-explanatory. It makes the program go away, and it stops downloading podcasts. It will no longer be running in the background. Now we'll move to the right. Over to the Edit menu bar.
Select all unavailable, Control-A unavailable.
Select all is unavailable right now, but if we were in a list view and we wanted to select all of our podcasts, we could go to Edit and then click on Select All, or we could do Control-A to select all of our feeds. Up next is the View menu.
Downloads.
Downloads is where we go to see how much longer it's going to take to download our favorite podcasts. We'll see which ones are queued for download, which ones are downloading, and which ones have already been downloaded.
Subscriptions.
Subscriptions is where we'll go to add, remove, and manipulate feeds.
Podcast directory.
Podcast directory is where we'll go to find new podcasts and subscribe to them.
Cleanup.
Cleanup will delete old podcasts and get rid of feeds that no longer work. All right, we've finished with the View menu. Next, we'll go to Tools. We'll hit the right arrow button.
Check all F5.
Now, this will check all of your feeds for any new podcasts that might be available.
Catch-up, F6.
If you're new to a particular feed and missed quite a bit of it, or if you've been gone for quite some time, Catch-up will download all of the old podcasts that you've missed.
Check selected unavailable.
Now, if we had a podcast selected in our list view, then we would be able to only check this particular podcast and not the rest of them. This is particularly helpful when you're waiting for a podcast to come down the line and you want to hear it as soon as possible. You can just keep hitting check selected until you get something.
Add a feed ...Control-N.
Add a feed is the button you press if you have found a feed on a website such as blindcast.com or byronlee.com and you want to add it manually without going through the podcasting directory. So all you do is select the feed that you want to add, copy it, and paste it into the Add Feed section.
Remove feed unavailable, Control-D unavailable.
If we had selected a feed and wanted to remove it, this is the button we'd press.
Feed properties ... unavailable.
If we wanted to see the properties of a feed, such as how often they upload a podcast or what their website is, this is where we would go.
Scheduler ...
If we wanted to schedule the download of feeds to a particular time, this is the button that we would press.
Select language submenu.
If you speak a different language other than English, this is where you would go. Now, let's move over to the help menu.
Online help F1.
Online help is where you will go to answer any questions that have not been answered in this tutorial.
FAQ.
FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions. If you want to know the answer to a specific question and you don't want to go through an entire online help page, this is a much quicker way to answer some of your questions.
Check for update...
It's always good to keep up to date with your software. So if iPotter makes any changes that you'd like to take advantage of, you'll have to upgrade, and this is the button you'll need to press.
Report a problem.
If you have any problems with iPotter, this is where you can go to submit your problems.
Go to the website.
If you'd like to go to iPotter.org, you can click on this button and it will send you there.
Make a donation.
iPotter is an open source project, so if you'd like to donate to iPotter to help them in this project, this is where you would go.
License dot dot dot.
This button contains information about your license with iPotter.
About dot dot dot.
The About button gives you information such as the version number and credits. Now that we've had a good look around iPotter's menu, let's hit Tab and go to the List View and see what that looks like.
Tab, leaving menu bar, List View, Adam Curry, colon, iPotter Test Channel, subscribe, 0.0 radio.weblogs.com, /... 1 of 2, to move to items use the arrow keys.
Okay, now we just heard the first item in our List View. The first thing we learned was the name of the feed. The second thing we learned was the status of the feed, which was subscribed. The third thing we found out was the amount of megabytes that were in that particular feed, and it was 0.0. And the fourth thing that we learned was the location of that feed. Now we can move up and down in our list of pre-subscribed feeds and see what else is in our list.
iPotter-users, subscribed, 0.0 iPotter.sf.net /pod...
Alright, and once again we heard the name of the feed, the status, the amount of megabytes, and the location. Now I'm hitting the down arrow and we're not hearing anything else, so that means that we are finished with our first list view. Now if we hit Tab...
Tab, List View, not selected, graphic 146 Iraq, to download 0.5 http://, iPotter.sour... 1 of 1. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
We've learned 4 new things. We've learned the name of the episode, the status of the episode, which was to download, the amount of megabytes was 0.5, and the location. Now, when you're browsing the list view, sometimes you'll hear episodes marked as to download, or you'll hear them marked as skipped. If you find episodes that are marked as skipped and you'd like to download them, or you hear episodes that are marked as to download and you'd like to skip them, this is the proper action that you would need to take. First, I'm going to make sure that the episode that I'd like to change is selected.
Iraq.
It is. So the next thing I'm going to do is hit Insert Minus, which will activate Route JAWS to PC cursor.
Route JAWS to PC.
Now I'm going to use the left arrow key on my number pad, which is also the number 4.
Blank.
I heard the word blank. Now, the blank is also a checkbox that needs to be either checked or unchecked. Right now it's checked, which means to download. So I'm going to hit the left mouse button on my number pad, which is the forward slash button. That's right next to your numlock on, numlock off button, just a little bit to the right.
Left mouse button, Iraq, skip /read... 0.5 http://, iPotter.sour...
Now I've marked that feed as skipped. In the interest of this tutorial, I'm going to mark it as to download so that we can listen to it once we've finished the tutorial.
Left mouse button, Iraq, to download, 0.5 http://
Now I'm going to go back into PC cursor mode.
PC cursor.
Now, the first thing we want to do before we check for new podcasts or add new podcasts or anything like that is configure iPotter. So let's hit the Alt button and go to Preferences.
Menu bar, File to navigate, press left or right arrow.
I'll hit the down arrow.
Menu active, import feeds from Optimal... control, export feeds as Optimal... preferences...
Alright, preferences is what I wanted.
Enter, leaving menus, preferences dialog, general page, at startup only show iPotter and this item tray checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
I would like iPotter to start up when the computer starts up and I would like it to show in the system tray, so I'm going to check that box.
Space checked. Tab, run a check for new podcasts when the application is started, checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
I would like iPotter to automatically check for new podcasts, especially when my computer has been off for quite some time, and it loads when it starts up. So I'm going to mark that as checked.
Space checked. tab. Play downloads right after they are downloaded. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
I personally do not want this option checked, so I will leave it unchecked.
Tab. Stop downloading if hard disk reaches a minimal of edit. 1024. Type in text.
Now this is a good thing to have activated because podcasts can take quite a bit of your hard drive space. So I'm going to leave that as its current default.
Tab. Download podcasts into this folder. Edit. /documents and settings /PVR /my-documents/my-received-podcasts. Type in text.
I'm going to leave that alone, but if you would like to change the location of where your podcasts are saved, such as an MP3 external hard drive or some other folder, such as your desktop, then you can hit the tab button.
Tab, browse button to activate, press spacebar.
Now we'll hit Control Tab and go to the threading tab.
Multiple download settings combo box 4, 3 of 5.
Unfortunately, JAWS won't properly read this box, but I will tell you what the box says. Next to the first box, it says maximal threads for feed scanning per session. This is what determines how many feeds can be scanned at once. I've currently got it set for 4 feeds. In the next box, it says maximal downloads per session. And?
Tab, multiple download settings combo box 2, 2 of 6. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
I've got it set up to download 2 files at once. We'll hit Control Tab to go to the next tab.
Coralizer LS left parent experimental right parent checkbox not checked.
This is the network setting tab, and the first box is Coralize URLs experimental. Now, I don't know what Coralize URLs is, and I certainly don't know if I want to click on it since it's experimental.
Tab, use a proxy server checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
If you're behind a secure network and need to use a proxy, this is where you would enter that information. You need to enter the proxy address and the port. I'm not behind a proxy right now, so I will not check that box.
Choose a player Windows Media Player radio button checked, 2 of 3.
Since I'm not telling iPodder to play my media as soon as it's downloaded, I guess it doesn't really matter which player I currently am using. But you can tell it that you use iTunes, Windows Media Player, or no player. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Run this command after each download checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
I just hit Control Tab to go to the Advanced tab, and the first thing it wants me to do is to either check or uncheck a button that says run this command after each download. And if you wanted something specific done to each podcast, like have it moved or renamed, you would checkmark this box and then hit Tab.
Tab, edit, type in text.
And then you would type in the command that you'd want done to your MP3s. And I don't want anything done to my MP3s, so I'm going to leave this box alone.
Tab, show log, tab, and application checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
If you wanted to see exactly what is going on in your iPodder client, what made an MP3 not download, or what made this MP3 download 15,000 times, then you'd want this checked, and I do, so...
Space checked.
I'll check that.
Tab, save button to activate, press spacebar.
Now, we're finished with all of the configuration, so I'm going to save all of my settings.
Space. iPodder-Podcast Receiver V2.0.
Now, we've configured iPodder, and we've told it where to save all the podcasts and everything. So, I am going to now tell it to check for new feeds. Check for new podcasts in the 2 feeds that I'm subscribed to.
Menu bar. Edit. View. Tools. Menu active, check all, F5, to enter, leaving menus, graphic 258 Iraq, downloading 0.0%, semicolon 0.0 KB /S -1 of 1, to move to items use the arrow keys.
I could have either just hit F5, or I could have gone to the tools menu bar, and then down to the check all. Looks like we have one successfully downloaded podcast in the list view.
Iraq, downloaded, 25 app.
All right, so let's minimize iPodder.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, iPodder, 45 of 45.
And we'll go to My Received Podcasts.
Enter, folder view, list view, not selected iPodder-users file folder, 1 of 1. Folder view, list view, not selected iPodder-users-1.mp3-489kb-winamp-media-file, 1 of 1.
All right, now we have selected the podcast that we just downloaded, and we'll hit enter on it.
you've just installed iPodder. You rock! Thanks very much for installing our software. We really appreciate it.
So we've listened to our first podcast successfully. Now let's show you how to subscribe to your own podcasts. Let me just close Winamp.
iPodder-users, folder
and
view
close this
view.
Folder.
Alt+F4.
And Alt+Tab back over.
Alt+Tab, iPodder-podcast receiver.
Back over to iPodder. Okay, now I'm going to show you how to manually add a feed first. If you receive a podcast suggestion in your email or find a link on the web, the best way to add those feeds is to copy and paste them. Sometimes you'll see an XML button on someone's website that you can right mouse button click or hit the application key and click on copy and then paste it over here in iPodder, or you'll see it in plain text and you can use your keyboard keys to select that feed and copy it and then paste it into iPodder, or you can look at it, memorize it, and then type it in iPodder. So I know a podcast, it's actually my podcast, so we will actually add that one first.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow.
Then press the right arrow until I get to the tools menu.
Edit, view, tools, menu active, check all, F5, to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Then I'll move all the way down until I hear, add a feed.
Catch dash up, check selected, add a feed ... control dash N.
Now if I wanted to do it with my keyboard, I could have just typed control N, but this is the long way to it. Now I'm going to hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, add a feed dialog, title, URL edit, type in text.
Now I'm going to attempt to add my feed, my podcast, to the list of subscribed podcasts. So,
http://,
feeds,
feeds, period.
Feed burner
feedburner period
.com
/...
Byron's Journal, all one word.
BYRONSJOURNAL.
I'll hit enter.
Enter iPodder-podcast receiver V2.0.
Here's another tip. Sometimes you have to Alt+Tab out of the program.
Alt+Tab.
And then Alt+Tab back
Alt+Tab
into the program.
Subscriptions tab. To switch pages, press Ctrl+Tab. Tab, list view, not selected, Byron's Journal, subscribed, 0.0 feeds dot feedburner dot c dot dot dot.
Alright, now I see my podcast, so I will move to the next list to see which episodes are marked as to download and which ones are marked to skip.
Tab, list view, not selected, graphic 146, Byron's Journal number 12 to download 22.2 http://, mallard dot dot dot, 1 of 27. Dwayne and I were at wall-mart@3.m to get ... skip/read... 0.5 http://, www.o...
Okay, I found an episode that skipped, so let's use my trick again of routing JAWS to PC cursor by hitting insert and minus.
Root JAWS to PC.
Then use the left arrow key.
Blank.
Until you hear the word blank.
Left mouse button. Dwayne and I were at wall-mart@3.m to get ... download 0.5 http://
All right, now I've changed it from to skipped to download. So now those two particular episodes are in the list of files to be downloaded.
PC cursor.
So since every file in the list except for the most current episode is unchecked and told to skip, you'll have to use this trick to get all of the files that you've missed. Unfortunately, there's no easy way of telling iPodder 2.0 just to grab everything that you haven't heard yet. Now let's tell iPodder to look for new shows in this feed. We'll just Shift+Tab back up to the list view.
Shift+Tab, list view, Byron's Journal subscribe 0.0 feeds dot feedburner.
Now we will go up to the file menu and then move over to tools.
Menu bar, file, and edit, view, tools.
Then we'll hit the down arrow and go down to check selected.
Menu active, check all, F, catch dash up, F, Check selected.
And we'll hit enter on check selected.
Enter. Leaving menus. List view. Byron's journal. Left bracket. Scanning. Right bracket. Subscribe. 0.0 feeds. Dot feed burner. Dot seed. Not selected. Graphic 258. Duane and I were at wall dash mart at 3 at dot m. Ticket. Dot dot dot. Downloading 0.0%.
Now we'll move the arrow keys and see which files are downloaded or downloading.
Duane and I were at wall-mart at 3 at .m. Ticket dot 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 downloaded. Byron's journal number 12. Downloading 40.1%.
iPotter's just going to keep reporting on the progress of those two files until they're downloaded. So I just did a control tab over to the subscriptions window because I don't want to hear about the progress anymore. It's just going to keep repeating until it's finished downloading. But when it's done, I will do a control shift tab back over to the downloads tab and look at the files and see if they're downloaded yet. Or you can do it the long way by going to view and then downloads, but we'll do it the quick way.
List view. Byron's journal number 12 downloaded 26 app or 2 of 2.
Alright, Byron's Journal 12 is done downloading, so let's minimize iPotter.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, my document S, 1 of 45.
And we're already on my documents. So we'll just hit enter on my documents.
Enter, my documents, folder view, list view, M, my received podcasts. Enter, folder view, list view, not selected, Byron's Journal file folder, 1 of 2. Enter, folder view, list view, not selected, 150,529.mp3550kb winamp media file, 1 of 2.
Now the first file that you see in the list is a phone post. I was able to call in with my cell phone and report from Walmart. We were out getting a container of milk and I decided, hey, what better time than 3 a.m. to do a podcast?
What? Podcast underline 20,050,408.mp3.
Now, that is the most current Byron's podcast, or Byron's Journal number 12, and those are labeled by podcast and then the date, .mp3. So let's hit enter on that particular file.
Enter.
Every geek knows not to go to the... Okay, we're not going to listen to my entire podcast here on the review, but that was a good way to show you how to manually add your own feed, and it was a shameless plug for my own podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/Byron's Journal. Now I'm going to show you how to utilize the podcast directory to find other podcasts that might catch your interests.
Menu bar, file, edit, view.
I'm going to use the down arrow.
Menu active. Downloads. Subscriptions. Podcast directory.
I'll hit enter on that.
Enter. Leaving menus. Tree view. Directory opened. 9 items. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Now, this directory has several different categories, and the first one is...
iPotter.org/podcastingcentral. Adam Curry's Pod Squad closed. 2 of 9.
Adam Curry's Pod Squad seems to be a group of Adam Curry's close personal podcasting pals and some of the most popular feeds in the podcast world. So let's hit the right arrow key and see what kind of feeds we can find in Adam Curry's Pod Squad.
Adam Curry's Pod Squad opened. 7 items. Level 2, The Don and Drew Show, 1 of 7.
The Don and Drew Show is one particular feed that I'm subscribed to that seems to be full of adult humor, so this particular feed is not safe for work.
The Gilmore Gang left parent W/Steve Gilmore right parent, 2 of 7.
The Gilmore Gang is actually a really good feed, and I'm going to use this one as my example of how to pick a feed and subscribe to it. It's a technical podcast about podcasting, and it's really good, so I'm going to hit enter on this.
Enter, add a feed dialog, title, URL edit, http://www.conversations.com/rss/category-rss.php, save button, to space, iPotter-podcast receiver v2.0.
And this particular podcast has been added to my list of feeds.
Subscriptions tab, at conversations:Gilmore Gang. Subscribed, 0.0 at conversations.co...
And the Gilmore Gang seems to be the feed that is selected, so I'm going to check this feed and this feed only.
Menu bar, file, edit, view, tools, menu active, check, catch dash up, check selected. Enter, leaving menus, list view, not selected, graphic 191, the Gilmore Gang, February 4th, 2005. Downloading 6.0% semicolon 132.1 KB/s.
And I'm going to Alt-Tab away from iPodder and wait for a while until this particular feed is done downloading, and then I'll come back and see what the progress is on that. Anyway, that is a good example on how to go into the iPodder directory, find a feed that interests you, subscribe to it, and then tell it to download all current episodes. And let's check on our download of The Gilmore Gang.
The Gilmore Gang, February 4th, 2005, downloaded 26 app.
Excellent. So The Gilmore Gang is downloaded, so I'll Alt-Tab over to the My Received Podcasts folder, which I've left open.
Alt-Tab, My Received Podcasts, Folder View, List View, Not Selected, iPodder-Users File Folder, 1 of 3. Byron's Journal. It Conversations, Gilmore Gang.
All right, I'll hit Enter on that.
Enter, Not Selected, ITC-Gilmore Gang-2005.02.04.mp3.
And that's the file that I want, so I'll hit down and select it.
ITC-Gilmore Gang-2005.02.04.mp3.
And I'll hit enter on it.
Hello, and welcome to IT Conversations, a series of programs and interviews with experts in today's hot topics in information technology. I'm your host, Doug Cage.
Well, it seems that this tutorial is coming to a close, but I would like to thank Jeff Bishop and Dave Williams for allowing me to present iPodder 2.0 to you Main Menu listeners. Marlena Lieberg is putting together a website called blindcast.com, which is a directory of blind podcasts. And you can join the Blindcasting mailing list by sending a blank message to blindcasting@jeffbishop.com. Be sure to put the word subscribe in the subject line. If you have any questions about iPodder 2.0, please feel free to email me at byron@byronlee.com. That's byron@byronlee.com. Before I say goodbye to all of you, I would like to make a podcast suggestion. There are quite literally thousands of podcasts out there, and it will take you a while to decide which ones you like and which ones you dislike. A good place to start off is Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. You can check out Adam's website at dailysourcecode.com. Adam is one of the innovators of podcasting and is a great place to hear about new and exciting podcasts. In the episode dated April 25th, 2005, Adam Curry had to say this about Marlena Lieberg.
I came across a great podcast that I just wanted to share a couple of bits with you. I downloaded the whole thing. Let's just listen to this for a second.
Hi, I'm Marlena, and I live in Seattle. And I have only just recently discovered the phenomenon of podcasting. My blog is going to be called the Blind Spot Blog. And the website is www.blindcast.com.
You're starting to catch on, right?
And in case you hadn't figured out, I happen to be blind.
Marlena does a podcast with her husband, who is, she calls him the board guy. They also do a radio show, I think, in Seattle. But when she's doing the podcast, her husband is called the eye guy. But he has his own disability. He's in a wheelchair. So this is a wonderful pair, but it's great. They went to the Museum of Flight in Seattle, which, by the way, is where the Hercules is based. So they go to the museum. They do some flying in the simulator. They hook up with seeing eye dogs as puppies who are going to be trained to be seeing eye dogs. But really, it just hit me. It's like, wow, you know, where is the entire community to do podcasts for blind people? It must be out there. There are lots of people out there who really would like to do something with podcasting, but maybe, you know, maybe you're just not, you don't know what to say. Maybe you have no content. Hey, there's plenty to be done for the blind community, and the community is obviously huge. And what an opportunity.
All right, so there you go. There's Adam Curry's Daily Source Code for April 25th, 2005, which you can hear the entire episode by going to thedailysourcecode.com. And I'll leave you all with that. I hope you enjoy podcasting as much as I have, and thank you all for listening.